Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Good to see you here. As you can see, this is an event that draws attention to the fact that Riga welcomes the NATO summit. And our idea was to present you with a panorama, if you like, a view of the nice, interesting aspects of Riga. As you know, the summit takes place in November. We thought we would try to show you Riga in the summer. Our idea was to give you this overview, and I have to say that I have to thank several members of my delegation, Ieva Klavinja and Adi Zorbens, for their pictures. And I don't know whether I do this myself. I guess maybe I can. I have to thank myself as well, because some of my those pictures are sorry. So with that, maybe I can turn it over to the Secretary General.
Thank you very much, Ambassador, Minister, Ambassador, dear friends. Let me start by saying that when we go to Riga, albeit at the end of November, it will be summer in the hearts of minds of all the NATO heads of state and government who go there. So don't worry, Minister, don't worry, Ambassador. Secondly, before saying a few words, I think I should commend Latvia. Because I think the position, the 10th position in the Ice Hockey World Championships is a major achievement for Latvia. And we shouldn't forget this at this day. And after these non-important introductory remarks, let me say a few words at this small ceremony devoted to Riga and devoted to the summit, which I think, I'm sure, will be a milestone for NATO, because we all know that for several years the alliance has been adapting its capabilities, its structures, and its partnerships to be better able to meet the new challenges in new ways and in new places as well. And at Riga, I think our heads of state and government will take this adaptation process a decisive step further. We are now half a year away from the summit. It seems a long time, Minister, but the summit is drawing rather close now. And work is ongoing, and we should work hard here to prepare for that meeting. First of all, the work which is being done and which will be done between now and the end of November by our hosts, the government of Latvia, whom I want to thank most sincerely on behalf of the entire NATO community, Minister, for their generous hospitality and unrelenting efforts to make our summit a success. Then, all our member states are debating critical alliance issues in the North Atlantic Council and the subordinate committees, fine-tuning the agenda of the summit and preparing the decisions by the heads of state and government. And of course, NATO's international staff, NATO's international military staff are working hard towards the Riga summit in support of the Council and its various committees. Now, the pace and intensity of all this work, which is already quite high, will pick up now before the summer break, but certainly after. And the photo exhibition that we're about to open, and to which Ambassador Eichmann has already referred to, and the summit logo that we're about to unveil, will bring the Riga summit very much alive for all of us, and I think should serve and will serve as a real inspiration for our work in the next week and month. So let me, in conclusion, thank in your person, Minister, the President, the government of Latvia, all the Latvian authorities for hosting the summit, giving us all a taste of Riga already now through this exhibition, and flying the Latvian Armed Forces Band to mark this festive occasion. And let me finish, Ambassador, with a special word of appreciation to you, Ambassador Yanis, because you have been a tremendous support, and you are a tremendous support in preparation of the Riga summit. And this exhibition owes a lot, not only to this initiative, but also to your sharp eye, your personal sharp eye, and imagination as an amateur photographer. So, having said this, Minister Slakveris, it is over to you, and let me reiterate how much we are all looking forward to the Riga summit, and I'll be quite certain it will be a big success. Thank you very much, Minister. Over to you now.
Yeah, thank you, dear Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear friends. At first, thank you for your welcome, and I have brought one delivery from Riga, the NATO summit logo, and it was chosen in very serious and hard competition between 148 works of Latvia artists, and the winner is Mr. Uldis Freimanis. And with his and logo is under the slogan Riga, the historical crossroads. We'll see about future, but it was and it will be crossroads. And now I would like to invite Secretary General to unveil the official NATO Riga summit logo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
I don't know how it works.